如果没有的话，有没有谁要提问啊？他什么问题？都没有啊！你看你们真的是很虚伪。
不好意思，老师，我想提问，我是棕榈。
啊，你请说。
啊，我想请问一下这位属灵的前辈，就是，他刚才讲说他有一颗饥渴慕义的心，然后他也先求神的国、神的义，就是我想知道他，这么多年，在就是这个人生的经历当中，他有没有，就是饥渴慕义的心冷淡的时候，还有就是寻求神的国和神的义，就是不是那么。就是放在第一位的时候，在这样的时候，他是怎么样突破的？谢谢。
OK, Tian, this is a sister who asked the question. She would like, she should dress you as a saint in the law before her. And then she would like to ask you, when you mentioned about to follow Christ, to seek God, his kingdom first, have you ever had a time when their heart become cold, and how did you overcome and went through all this struggling?
I think everybody will go through a hard time. Even Peter went through a hard time.
我想每个人呢都会经历过艰难的事情，甚至包括彼得。
God is committed to refining us.
神委身于重新炼精炼我们。
So the gold will become pure, free from impurities.
所以这个目标呢，就是精炼我们，精炼我们免于所有的罪。
Humility is the way out.
谦卑是唯一的出路。
Submitting to God is always the best way. It is freedom, liberation.
顺服神永远是最好的最佳之道，它是一种释放，是一种自由。
I think reading the word of God helps.
我想读神的话语有帮助的。
Sometimes fasting will help.
有时候呢，禁食祷告也帮助。
The Spirit of God is strong enough in us.
神的灵在我们里面是很强壮的。
But fasting will weaken the body so the spirit can be free to work in us.
禁食呢会使身体呢软弱，但是呢圣灵就可以在我们里面工作。
Asking for other brothers and sisters to pray for you.
请其他的弟兄和姐妹为你祷告，在你困难的时候。
And no temptation has overtaken you. But it's common, and God will provide the way of escape.
你们所经历的试探呢，不会是神，他到的时候一定会给你预备一条出路。好，谢谢，这个问题解答完毕。请问还有其他的弟兄姐妹要提问问题吗？
老师，我想问一下。
好，请说。
我想问一下这位属灵的前辈，就是在这一生奔走天路的这一生中，上帝就是在您属灵同伴上的一个引导和一个带领，我想听一下你的分享。
请你把题目重新解释一遍，你的问题很模糊。
哦，就是我想聆听一下，就是在这位老前辈他的在奔走天路的这个过程中，他的就是上帝给他预备的属灵同伴的一些经历的分享，他们的彼此的扶持怎么样
？Yeah, she would like to know that when you walk the journey, in this spiritual journey, How did God provide the so-called spiritual partner with you, to you? And then how do you interact with this brother, or how did he help you, whatever? He asked you about spiritual partner.
I was never married.
我是独生, 从来没有结婚。
I listened carefully to older Christians.
我很谨慎的, 小心的聆听, 听从, 年长的基督徒,
to help me walk in faith.
来帮助我走在信心的旅程里面。
I think I had a lot of pride in me. I was very independent.
我想我有很多的骄傲在我里面，我是很独立的。
So maybe I learned the hard way.
也许我学的是比较困难的方法，但我们的确是需要弟兄和姐妹。 所以我想那个提亚弟兄是在回答你，因为你可能想问他，他的属灵同伴包括可能是他的配偶，所以他告诉我们说他是单身，他可能是因为有骄傲在里面，他很独立，但是呢，他就学谦卑的去聆听其他年长的弟兄们给他的信心上的一些扶持也好，鼓励也好，指正也好。 好，那请问最后一个还有哪一个弟兄姐妹有其他的？你好，Hi
Brother Tian.
Tian，OK，请你直接说中文。好的，请问一下，怎么知道神对我的呼召是什么呢？你所谓呼召是什么？呼召圣经里面讲有很多呼召，我们辅导以圣经。就是对个人的，对自己的呼召。
神对呼召有很多啊，比方说呼召你全职啊，比方说呼召你信耶稣啊，比方说呼召你，所以你这个呼召你是在讲说一般呼召还是特殊呼召？你上过我们辅导以圣灵工作吗？你的语词不明确，就像你在问啊，说哎怎么样保持健康啊？那你是讲什么意思呢？你是指保持眼睛的健康还是肝部的健康呢？所以这个提问问题呢，当你提问问题不够。
精准的时候，人家的回答就未必刚好就是你想问的。可能比较大范围，因为我是想说，就是如何知道，因为我现在在工作嘛，就是如何知道神对我在我的生命当中是有。
文化使命的呼召呢，还是福音使命的呼召呢？你这个问题又太含糊，而且又扩大范围。呼召，如果你要用到呼召，它是圣经的用词。圣经里面没有文化的呼召，只有文化大使命（ （cultural mandate）。那福音呼召呢，是马太福音，它是旧约创世纪里面的，你们要去十万名做我的门徒。这个马太福音是从旧约里面。 要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地来的。想必你圣经上的话有点混淆，所以请你再把你的问题精准化。不精准的人，连爱情刽子手的个案都没有办法研究，也没有办法辅导。所以你的问题到底是什么？你到底是问说，我怎么知道上帝要我辞掉这个工作，去另外一个公司呢？还是？ 我应该辞掉这个工作去读神学院呢，还是我应该单身呢？你问题能不能一点呢？就是我现在就是在工作嘛，全职，然后我现在有一个
calling， 就是说要不要去读神学院？啊，那你就把这个问题提出来，这就很清楚。OK，
Dion, she would like to know how do you discern God's calling in terms of now I'm a full-time worker。 I have a job, but I was considering, I was thinking, maybe I should go to seminary. So could you please help me to understand?
I always worked a job.
我一直都是有工作的。
I wanted to have enough money to help other people.
我想要有足够的钱可以帮助别人。
But that's me.
但那个是我。
So I use my money to help some orphans in Russia.
所以呢，我用我的钱呢去支持我的一些朋友，一些人在苏联。
I think fast and pray, our God will answer. He is our Father.
我想禁食跟祷告，神一定会回答我们的祷告，因为他是我们的父。
Just like how I found my way to Washington, D.C. God will open the door for you. I believe it.
就像我是怎么样找到后来到了华盛顿首府，从我本地本家离开，那我有很强烈的强壮的信心，神一定会带领你。
I don't answer you directly, but the Bible has over 8,000 promises.
我呢没有对你的问题没有直接答案，但是呢圣经有8000多个神的应许。
When your faith is united with the promise, then the promise is activated.
当你的信心跟神的应许连接在一起的时候，那么这个应许就被启动了。
I thank you for your heart to go wherever God leads you, and we will all pray for you.
我为你呢，不管你走到哪里去，你有一个心为神。那这个
just
我为你感谢主，我会为你祷告。
Just remember, God has good works prepared for you, and He is our Father. He will lead us in the way we should go.
就是要记得呢，神呢有一个带领你非常好的方式，然后他一定会预备，一定会带领你所以呢你就把你的信心建立在神的应许上，要相信神一定给你的是最好的。他一定会预备你做他的善工。
If you decide to work or change jobs, I always prayed that God would lead me to the people I can share Jesus with, more than the money. God, lead me to the person you want me to share Jesus with.
如果你决定要换工作，那我换工作，我永远是祷告说，神啊，那你就带领我到那群人，是你要我服侍他们的，把我带到那里去。
And at one job in a medical college, the professor hired me.
然后呢，有一个在医学院的教授，他雇佣了我。
But he immediately started asking me about Jesus.
但是呢，他马上就问我关于耶稣的事。
So for hours every night after work, he would ask me about Jesus, about the return of Jesus to the world.
所以呢，我们啊常常工作一整天，完了之后呢，他就问我关于耶稣，耶稣何时再来的事情。
And then that job ended.
然后那个工作就结束了。
And I came back to get the recommendation from him.
然后我回来了，后来我需要有另外一份工作，我需要他的推荐信。
But he had died.
但他已经过世了。
But I was happy to know that he had accepted Jesus into his heart before he died.
但我很高兴知道，在他临终前呢，他接受耶稣做他的救主。
So I can only say, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything will be provided to you, including the job or direction.
所以呢，我只能说，你要先求神的国和神的义。他就会为你预备提供一切的东西，包括你的工作或者 将来你要读神学院什么的。
Living the life of faith is not always clear, and we see that from the Bible. The way of Abraham was not clear, the way of Paul was not clear. The men of faith.
要活出一个信心的生活，不总是那么清楚的，圣经里面有记载，像保罗啊，像亚伯拉罕啊，他们也不知道他们前面的道路。
Just trust in God's love for you and hold to his promises.
你就是要信任神对你的爱，而且呢，要坚守，要抓住这个应许。Okay, thank you, Brother Tian. Thank you so much for your encouragement and QA with my students. Appreciate it. And thank you so much on behalf of the students. May God bless you and may God guide you and may God use you as blessing to many people as he did many, many years ago. He used you to bless me and other international students. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And so bye now. Thank you.